7 tips for making band more fun. Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
Now, having fun is not the most important part of what we do, but we can still make it fun. We don't have to get away from fun. Be careful about making it sound like that sometimes our interpretation of fun is different maybe than what a student's interpretation is. So we have to be careful with that. I've been accused many, many times in my 21-year career of avoiding fun. I like to tell the students that when we become great, we have more fun, which makes us become greater, which makes us have more fun, which makes us become greater, which makes us have more fun, which makes us become greater, and so on and so on and so on. Here are 7 tips for making the rehearsal just a little bit more fun. Tip number 1, tell a joke once in a while. Don't be so serious and forlorn all the time. If you feel the students need a little break, throw in a joke in there. If you teach younger students, I noticed this when I taught 4th grade, all of my jokes were new to them. All my dad jokes were new to them, and they laughed and thought it was funny. I was considering a career in stand-up comedy. When I got to the high school, some of them thought that they were too good for the jokes, and they thought they were too mature for them. Now I'm at a middle school, and they seem to enjoy the jokes there also. Most of the high school students did too. Number 2, you might have some sort of mascot or doll or stuffed animal that you keep on your director's stand that can be a little reward for students who played the best or students who thought of someone else and held the door for someone or something like that. And they get to hold on to that mascot for the class period. Tip number 3, I use this one often right before a break, sometimes at the end of the school year when I know students are going to be a little bit antsy, especially at the middle school level. We will have a silent rehearsal. And during a silent rehearsal, I'm not allowed to talk. They're not allowed to talk. I even put the things we're rehearsing on the board or on a little white handheld whiteboard that I have. One of the keys to this is sometimes when I do this, I'll have some snacks ready for the kids, and I tell them we're either going as a class, we're going to make it all the way to the end, being silent, or we're not going to make it. But either way, we're going to rehearse. So with middle schoolers especially, sometimes that snack incentive can be a huge deal for them. And we'll cut rehearsal just 2 minutes earlier than we normally would maybe, so I have a chance to hand out the snacks. But a silent rehearsal. Tip number 4, student conductors. I did this right before Christmas break this year. We had already had our concert. We had started working on the music for the next concert, sight reading some of our music and figuring out where we stood with music that was in our folders. We had a half day, the last day before break. I showed them a Bugs Bunny conducting cartoon. I showed them a technique on conducting video, and we all practiced that. Then I allowed some students to come up and conduct and gave them some tips to help them to the next level of whatever they're conducting. Some did really well. I had an 8th grader who was really getting into the music, and I had others who had a hard time keeping a beat. And then we finished the rehearsal by watching Mr. Bean conducting a Christmas quartet. Now, Mr. Bean, he really knows how to get into the conducting and make it interesting. Tip number 5, try to incorporate some jazz into what you're doing by a simple call and response. You can do this with any age group, with whatever level they're at. My 6th graders who were beginners, we stuck with the 1st and the 5th of our G scale because I knew they could hear that well when I saw that they were doing that pretty well. Just a simple 2-measure call and response. Then I added the 3rd in there, so we did G, B, and D. the advanced students, I did the whole scale. When I taught high school, sometimes I would teach them the blue scale, and we would do the blue scale. You can turn this into a game. Have them stand up, and you do the call and response, and just go by the honor system. When they mess up, they sit down. You'll find that there's one or two students who can usually last a pretty long time. When you're ready to end the game, you just throw a really difficult lick into it, and then the game ends. Sometimes I give a small prize just for fun, but not all the time. Number six, you can easily put some short clips from movies, from jazz tunes, even from pop tunes into Sibelius and transpose it into all the keys that you need. Sometimes students really love to learn these little clips from songs that they know. You might try, for example, just incorporating some things from the Pink Panther if you recently learned the chromatic scale. That could be kind of an incentive for them, and talk about how the chromatic scale is in that. Just recently when we did a call and response like I was talking about in tip number five, and I did the Joy to the World. First, I just played the scale in reverse for them, 8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And then I changed the rhythm and I said, do you recognize this song? And most of them recognized Joy to the World. And they thought it was cool that it's basically a scale. So you can do the same thing with the pop tunes when some of the songs that fit into that type of format. Tip number seven, do kind of like a longest note challenge. Who can hold their note the longest without stopping? You get your stopwatch out. Maybe you even do it to set kind of a standard and see who can beat the teacher. I used to have fun with this with my high schoolers because the percussionist would get involved also. And of course, they always beat everybody because they don't have to breathe. So we would talk about how great the percussionist was. He was able to play for 90 seconds and nobody else could match him. Sometimes I would have little prizes of a piece of candy. Sometimes I didn't. So these were seven tips for making band a little bit more fun. Remember, it's not our ultimate goal, but everything can be made fun. To me, life is fun.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band.